Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. Have you ever wanted to see a movie produced by the Food Network, seemingly about Patrick Swayze's degenerate mint farming nephew? Well, we have it for you today. You've been wanting it your whole life, and we have it today.
See, now, James, I thought you were going to say this is a candy-coated hell.
It would be, yes. So they found this is like an M&M. The candy coating won't melt. They figured out a way to encapsulate hell in a candy coating and keep it from melting, and that's this fucking movie. God help us.
If this is your first week with us, welcome.
Welcome.
If this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Thank you for joining
us. Thank you for being here and watching and reliving these tales in painful and excruciating detail.
My goodness.
Thank you for your reviews. Thank you, of course, for being you.
Yeah, I love that.
Last time that we convened, James.
Yes, before I went on the road.
We watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, boy. That was bad, but at least that was a movie. This is like a fucking T-Mobile commercial with a Christmas theme.
Yeah.
And some sort of romance mixed into it that does not feel like a romance, by
okay.
the way. This feels like a brother and sister figuring out that they like each other.
This week, we watched Candy Coated Christmas.
Seriously, that's the name of the movie.
2021. We did it. It's
a brand new
fucking movie.
Brand new.
And why did we watch this? We watched this movie because I turned on the Discovery Plus app on the Apple TV, and I was trying to figure out why I could not watch Pillow Talk of 90 Day Fiancé
yes.
the other way, because I'm so bored with this season of The Other Way already, because I've just decided everyone needs to run away from each other.
Yeah, this is just a disaster.
So,
I'm not interested in any of these
people. I went to go do that, couldn't access the Pillow Talk, went on the TLC Go app, no Pillow Talk on there either because it said it needed to be part of my cable. Guess who doesn't have cable? Me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have been denied Pillow Talk, went back to the Discovery Plus app just to see if maybe I had done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a glitch. And the first thing that popped up on the homepage was Candy Coated Christmas, and it had Ree Drummond on it.
That's
so I said, I'm watching this.
Ree Drummond is in this movie. The pioneer woman.
Yes, she is.
And her chicken and her dead hands and the whole deal. She's in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. She's evil.
No, she's the best actress in this whole movie.
She's terrible.
She doesn't blink.
Once.
Fuck.
She has an entire performance without blinking. It's remarkable. And her eyes.
She's trying to focus.
But her eyes are like there's like lasers and fire coming out of them. She's an evil,
mint-brownie-giving
person in this movie. Evil.
Okay. So, Candy Coated Christmas.
Yes.
2021.
Tell me about it.
1 hour and 23 minutes.
It was merciful.
It is on the Discovery Plus app. So,
yeah.
I don't know if there's another way to watch it. I think it's because Food Network is like, Hallmark knows what they're doing with these terrible movies. We have food. We have to somehow get out that Ree Drummond has a mint brownie mix.
This is on something somewhere. This isn't just on an app. They wouldn't do this
app. Well, I don't know, because they might want you to go just to that app just to get that money.
I know. Who the hell is going to go there just for this? Someone would have to be.
This
Very
movie was
demented.
So bad, I would watch it. I would do the 7-day free trial.
Somebody's wine drunk mom to really like watch this and be like, it wasn't bad. Honestly, it was okay.
Well, that's me because
so
IMDb.
You,
oh no,
you
starring.
Hate it, though.
No, I love this movie.
Okay. Yeah, that's what
starring Molly McCook, Lee Garlington and Aaron O'Connell.
His name is not Lee Garlington. That's amazing.
I don't know who Lee Garlington is.
Patrick Swayze's nephew, obviously. When you look at the guy,
but
you're just
like... But
there's
also Aaron O'Connell.
So this guy's Patrick Swayze's nephew, obviously.
Hold on, but he looks like he would be an Aaron O'Connell. Hold on. Who's Lee Garlington? Lee Garlington is grandma.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. That makes more sense. She looks like a Lee Garland.
Kim Winter.
She's kind of like a bowling alley grandma.
Aaron O'Connell is...
That's Swayze's nephew?
Uncle Noah.
Oh,
Hunkle. He's
Jesus
a hunk.
Christ. Him and his stupid mint farm.
His pants were painted.
Oh, they were.
On.
They were.
Oh, but then John McCook is Molly's dad.
Molly's dad, okay.
So they're probably...
Are they
dad
real
daughter,
life
yeah.
father daughter?
Maybe.
Oh my God. What is going on in this movie?
I loved this movie.
No one seems like a real actor in this movie. It seems like they got like community theater people. And if they did a scene that was pretty good, they were like, you know what? Let's do that again, but like 10% worse. Just make it a little worse, a little less realistic. Think T-Mobile commercial. That's what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. That's the level of realism we're looking for here.
Okay. So there are no taglines to this movie. There was none. It said, like, the IMDb was even like,
strap in, it's a ride to hell.
Well, this movie is also only text. There's no subtext in this movie. It's about
it's a commercial.
It's about the same as a Hallmark movie or like a Lifetime movie where you're like, okay, I know what I'm watching. This is not going to be like, you know, Martin Scorsese is not directing this movie. It's I know what I'm watching.
But it's more like a commercial than a movie.
Yeah.
Like it's every...
For Mint.
The whole thing is for Mint. The way the actors are, it's so weird.
Okay.
I don't know what they were going for.
So the IMDb description.
Oh, God.
A woman returning home, in this case to Peppermint Hollow.
She's not from there, by the way. She visited like twice when she was a kid.
And rode a horse. She is befriended by Drummond, the bakery owner, and sweet things ensue.
She's not befriended. No, she sells her a coffee, for fuck's sake. They kind of argue about Mint for a minute. And then she sells her a coffee.
And then Reed Drummond is offended that this gal, Molly, doesn't like...
What's the matter? You don't like Mint? You allergic to Mint? You know what? Leave me the fuck alone, laser eyes. I don't want your Mint. That's all it is. Sorry, I get that I'm in Peppermint Cove or whatever the fuck this is, but I don't want to be here. And
no tagline. No tagline. And the only fun facts are Reed Drummond plays a small town bakery owner. Snooze. How boring is that?
Bee's Bakery.
Yeah.
Like, it's, come on. No, Ree. She's just Ree. Call her Ree.
It's like No Holds Barred.
Yeah.
Where Hulk Hogan comes up there and you're like, oh, it's Rip. No, it's Hulk Hogan.
He's wearing the Hulk Hogan headband the same way, the t-shirt, he rips.
And then he didn't even call Mean Gene. Like, I know who Mean Gene is. And you're like, it's this. No, that's Mean Gene.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Mean Ree Drummond.
Well, he is Mean Gene in No Holds Barred. He's Mean Gene. Jesse the Body's Jesse the Body. And then he's Rip for some. Hulk Hogan's Rip.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is he Rip and everyone else is their normal people?
This is all bullshit.
What world are we in? This world here, though.
We're in Peppermint Hollow. Okay. And then the other fun fact is, and this one's really fun, James. I really think that you're going to like this one. Like, I really do.
If like six people were killed during the production and they plowed on through it. Reed just buried them in her yard next to the Cowboys and they plowed on with production.
Molly stays the night at the inn because of a huge snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
But in the morning, there is no snow on the ground.
No. She's ready to take off. There's like a thin layer of ice on her windshield. She's fine. Huge snowstorm.
Okay. Anyway, blizzard. Her flight got canceled.
All the flights.
Yeah. Okay. So the movie begins. It's really bad.
They need to explain the whole movie in the first 45 seconds, and they do.
Every scene, every line, every everything, there's like these major bullet points that they're like, how do we get this point across?
But there's this obstacle that the screenplay needs to overcome. Well, if we just do this, okay, that's the plan. All right. And then let's put it into action.
Yeah.
Like, it's so on the nose, everything.
Starts with B-roll of the Hollywood sign. We've got a knockoff Beach Boys song, which, by the way, Reed Drummond, you could have sprung for the Beach Boys.
You own like a quarter of Oklahoma. You could have sprung for something.
You know, get a return on investment. Okay.
Something. Yeah. Jesus.
Put some effort into it.
Jan and Dean if you don't want to spring for the Beach Boys.
Even if you put Beach Boys, it's like California. California Christmas.
Yeah, that's what it is. But
Christmas comes each year, but they got some guy that kind of vaguely sounds like the Beach Boys to do California Christmas. Yeah,
that band does Beach Boys, you know, tributes at casinos.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Like mm-hmm. in the middle of the desert somewhere. That's their job. And then they got a gig here with Reed Drummond.
Yep. So we start off with, we see this gal and she is packing. She's in like a mansion wearing like a very islandy type outfit. Like it's like a jumpsuit. There's these big like
leaf prints on the outfit. And in her room, by the way, because you have to show that A, it's Christmas, but B, it's also California. So she has like three snow globes all with like surfing Santa Clauses.
Yeah.
And palm trees. Yeah, yeah. It's like, I love Christmas, but also.
But by the way, like the art department wants you to know that this gal is a beach Christmas kind of gal. Like she is all about the beach. She's packing light clothes, linens.
Yeah,
she is not a winter gal.
You're not packing linens for winter like that.
Well, you want to show that she's like a super fish out of water.
Because Beverly Hills.
The way that they. Okay. So
it's like Tori Spelling goes to rural Washington would be the best way to describe this.
This place looks nice.
That's the other thing.
And she's acting like it's the town in Overboard, and she was just living on a yacht. And then she's like, "Oh, do you have plumbing?" Like
she's acting like it's 90 Day Fiance Natalie going, "It's 14 miles to town, and I don't have a car. I need to walk there." It's a nice town. She's got a two-hour ride.
Yeah,
it's a Hallmark movie town. It's got cobblestone sidewalks and little shops, and everyone's walking around with Christmas presents in their hand.
Okay. So she gets. I'm getting really
ahead of her because you have to.
I know she gets a phone call. Well, this episode will be fucking crazy.
Who cares? This is a crazy movie.
But this movie it needs to at least sound like a movie. Okay,
Reed Drummond is in this movie.
Okay, we get that, James.
That's where we are.
I'm trying to begin.
Good God, this is so painful.
Fuck. Okay. She gets a video phone call. She answers it while she's packing, of course. And her friend is feeding a baby.
Yeah.
And she's packing, right? So Molly's packing and her friend Gracie is feeding her baby.
Yeah.
And she's like, so glad that we could catch you before your trip.
Totally. To Hawaii.
To Hawaii for Christmas with your father. Because you're packing. That's why you're packing. Because we start the movie watching her packing, and we're all mouth-breathing idiots, and we're like, what is she packing
for? Wonder where she's going.
Boy, is that a suitcase?
I wonder where she's going on off
because, to. And then so we get the, hey, glad I could catch you before your trip. Oh,
I bet she's going on an airplane. What the hell?
When do we get to the brownies?
Oh,
okay,
man.
So anyway... Then, so she's like, yeah, so excited. You should come to Hawaii. And her friend's like, sorry, we have to hang out with Kevin and his family for Christmas.
They totally suck. Her friend, by the way, is like, if you told someone overact by 30%, this is how they would act.
Big
eye movements and like big, like she's like a commercial. She's acting like she's trying to like just bought a cell phone for
Christmas.
They
got a bunch of theater actors for a film.
These people, they're
acting for the back of the room.
Yeah.
And who's in the back of the room? Me. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys did it. This is my favorite movie.
The director sat there and went, you know what? You know what would be amazing, okay?
Bigger!
No. What is this movie about? It's about a small town. It's about people. It's about real people. Well, you know what we're going to cast? Real people. We're going to go and find the best damn community theater in this nation, and we're going to cast them all in one film. That's what we're going to do, all of them.
So the friend is feeding the baby. Gracie's feeding her baby, and she's like, so anyway, I went to the bank today. Like, we've obviously gone over that you're going on a trip.
Yeah.
But just to also, you know, I'm not just calling you just to say hi, have a safe trip.
No. This is about, we got to brush this plot along as well.
Yeah. And also, like, you're a busy gal. So I went to the bank today and I put in my half for the investment.
I put in my half of the money for the investment for the business that we're starting together with making organic baby food.
I just wanted to follow up about your half. And then she says, yeah, my dad's going to be putting my half in,
there
so don't
go.
Worry.
So you know that she lives off her dad.
Yes, you know what type of a gal she is. Daddy pays for a lot of her stuff.
Yes.
She's you know,
Beverly Hills,
yeah,
packing her stuff to go off for a trip to Hawaii with her dad for Christmas.
She's a beach Christmas gal.
Yeah.
She, you know, and everything is like she's got Valentino sunglasses, Gucci bags. She's like, yeah, which sunglasses should I take? Both. Like, you know, she's like a super, you
and
know,
then,
silver spoon
the phone
type
rings
of gal.
And everything crashes to a halt, man.
So she is going to Hawaii for Christmas.
Absolutely.
And she goes down the stairs, and her dad is like, who looks like Captain Lee?
He does look a little like Captain Lee.
But Captain Lee is so much more handsome.
He's, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, on yeah. Below Deck.
Yeah, Captain, this guy's not rugged.
So the dad is there, and he's in the like the foyer of the house, and he's like just super casual about this. Hey, just to let you know, the Gallant Hotels are going under.
That's the business he started and that has made this fortune, and who she is the marketing director for,
yeah,
which she says right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, because she says, he says the Gallant Hotels is going under. Going under where? Like, yeah, she doesn't understand what that means. Then she says, how could the director of marketing not know about this?
Yeah, me, the director of marketing, not know about this. By the way, hi. Are you getting all that? We're 2 minutes in. You got everything. The whole plot's pretty straightforward, right? All right, back to dad.
So when do I give my dad my business card?
It's wild, man. It's wild. It's really wild. Like,
they're like, if only we could have her packing yeah. at her desk where she's the director of marketing. How do we put that line in? Oh, how could I, the director of marketing, not know about this?
If they could have sold more commercials on this movie, they would have made it like 64 yeah. minutes. They wouldn't have cared. Like, yeah, that's good enough. Just
so
trim it up.
She says, how could me, the director of marketing, not know about this?
Me. Me. The director of marketing.
I don't know if you've seen my business card or not.
I have an office with a yeah. plaque that says director of marketing.
But that's fine. That's fine. It's going under. You said you got it under control, Dad. Don't worry about it. I trust you.
Yeah.
At least my investment is protected and secure.
That's exactly what she says. At least I have my investment for this business. So that's all good. That won't be part of this movie plot, thankfully.
She thinks out loud a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she talks to herself and, like, really talks herself into, like...
Oh, she's
like, so I'm not going to do that, right?
Yeah, she asks herself questions and badgers herself.
Like, yeah, she's like out of her mind, yeah. this Molly. Anyway, but
why
that's
are you
what,
being a dumb twat? Why? Get in there and do this.
The mirror. You like me.
Yeah, that's what she is. She's so weird. She's such a weird broad.
You've had mint before.
You like mint. You fucking like it. Everyone likes mint.
You love mint.
Mints and everything.
You've had a mojito before.
Yeah.
Get in there. Eat the raw dog mint.
Raw dog that mint.
Okay.
Let Patrick Swayze's nephew raw dog you on the mint.
Okay. With mint.
It'd be like muddling it. The whole room would be very minty afterwards.
Okay. So the dad's like, no, sorry. It's not there.
He goes, about that.
Yeah. That's exactly- the way that he...
It's so
cheap. He's such a serious
Actually.
Business person, owns all these hotels, yeah. does all this stuff, whatever, but acts very much like the Bluth family. Like, he's like,
yes.
oh boy, that was bad.
Oof,
like, whatever. But I meant to believe that this guy is a, so I thought that was the comedy part. I was like,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
he's just a terrible business yeah. person.
No, he started
and her whole life
this
has been
and
a lie.
Has made this worldwide hotel
yeah.
chain of luxury hotels. It's like the
Leonardo
business
DiCaprio
standard.
Was there.
He was at the Oahu location last Christmas, gave her a kiss on the cheek.
She's a little old for him.
A little bit, yeah, I would say. She's pushing her late 20s, so yeah. He's like, come on now.
Okay. So he's like, sorry about the investment. Great news. You remember when your mom died?
Yeah, this is what you can do. Remember your dead mom? Okay. Windfall there for
Everything you. Is very, like I said, no subtext. He's like, so you know how your mom died.
Yeah. Remember when your mom died? You know how when you say mom and no one answers, it's because she's dead?
That's Do you know why. How sometimes you wake up sad? That's because yeah. your mom's dead.
You know how every year there's a bunch of Christmas presents that don't get opened and you wonder why? That's why, because she's dead. You keep buying her shit, but she's not going to open it. That's why. Remember that?
All those Mother's Day cards are collecting
All
dust.
All those Mother's Day cards that have never been out of the envelope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because your mom.
She croaked. You were at the funeral, but you might have blocked it out. I don't know what's going on.
Trauma response.
When we're all through with this bankruptcy thing with the hotels, we're going to get you some help. That's first and foremost.
So anyway, so he's like, so when your mom passed,
yeah.
it's not funny for your mom to pass, but the way that he brought it up was like,
yeah,
it was very crazy. That's what we're saying.
It was weird.
So he's like, when your mom, like, you know, your investment's not there, but I have an idea for you.
got this. This is how we have this.
I'm going to bring up something that's the most sentimental of value, and I'm going to be like, you should sell it.
Yes.
So he says, you're on the deed for your mom's childhood home.
It's
called Peppermint. And she's like, what is that, in Spearmint Valley?
Which it kind of is. It's like
and it's Peppermint
Cove.
Hollow.
Hollow.
Peppermint
Cove,
Hollow sounds something. Super fucking classy.
I guess, yeah. Peppermint. I think Spearmint
Peppermint
sounds
Hollow.
Fresher, though.
The Spearmint sounds like...
It sounds... Like,
trashy.
It sounds a little fresher, though. I feel like the air is going to be
Peppermint
minty.
Peppermint sounds classier. It sounds richer.
Yeah, but it also sounds
more
like
rich.
It could be a little more...
And Valley reminds me of ranch.
That's true, especially when Reed Drummond's involved.
Spearmint Valley is like mint ranch.
Spearmint Valley Ranch. I don't like that ranch.
Yeah.
That's my least favorite salad dressing. I don't the Hidden Valley Ranch, it's fine if that's all you have. But I don't like
Spearmint.
I don't want the Spearmint Valley Ranch.
Yuck.
I feel like that's...
It's so gross.
It's not as good, really. I don't want
okay.
that one.
Yuck. So he's like, you're actually an owner.
You're actually the owner of this house.
No, but isn't she just an owner?
No, you are.
She's the owner?
You're the deed. Yeah.
The
deed is in your name.
Because I was like, I thought she was just one of the owners.
No.
And he's like, go sell it. And get the money for your investment.
I can't give you the money, but I can give you this house to sell that
How?
I, for some reason, haven't told you that you inherited.
He's not even like... She's not even really sad about her mom like die. Like she just like looks at this was her childhood
room. She just
room.
Snatches
like, she's
it
just
like
whatever.
Bitch, pow.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'll sell my mom's house, my dead mom's house. I'll do that.
This movie has zero emotion whatsoever. Whether it be
none.
The dead mom, whether it be a romance, the other kid's parents died. He talks about his brother and sister-in-law dying.
But
nobody's
that brother
sad.
And sister-in-law is that's Dakota's.
I know, and no one's sad about them. They must have been huge assholes. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. No one seems to be upset about
that.
Their untimely demise seems to have gone unmourned.
So I thought, I was like, I'm like, was mom a huge bitch or something
that?
Like, why is she just like, oh, perfect. I'll sell my dead mom. Like, this organic baby business is not worth
everything.
Your mom's. It would make much more sense if he was like, well, because he said to go sell the house.
To then invest that in the business.
And he said that there's people...
Yeah, he said there's people there. They're running a business out of
this
there.
This guy's a cold-blooded businessman.
Yeah.
About this family.
And
he's
just
like,
says,
you sell it. I don't know.
You fly. You get on the first flight there. I already made arrangements. My secretary's going to set you up with this real estate agent. You go to the house.
Patrick.
Talk to the people, and you're all set up, and then you can just sell the house quick and dump your money in. First of all, it's going to take a while to sell the house anyway.
And second
escrow
of all.
And all this shit. Then she needs the money today. Selling a house isn't going to do it. That's going to take at least a
and
few
then
months.
Also, these people currently live there.
They're pretty embedded, too. Just in Christmas decorations alone,
my God.
It's going
to
take them 3-4 months.
They have to keep that up year-round.
Or else they'd start at the 4th of July.
So she goes
Fireworks are over. Let's get the Santa Clauses out. All right. Down from the attic.
Yeah. We just finished this one shelf. Oh, my God. But I think it was a bed and breakfast.
There's no signs.
Okay,
for
first of all, the IMDb description calls it an inn, INN.
I guess, but there's no signs.
And then
they don't advertise. You're not going to make a dime in that town without advertising.
Hunky Noah has been. He referred to it as winter's bed and breakfast.
I thought he was being sarcastic. Like,
and then she
here.
Referred to it as a bed and breakfast.
And I thought that was a joke, but I could be wrong.
Maybe they think you're a joke, James.
You know why, man.
Why aren't they renting out any fucking rooms?
That's my point. If this is a bed and breakfast, I'm not surprised that they're broke and can't pay the rent because...
What do you think all the Yelp reviews are like? Smells like mint. One star.
Mint, too minty. One star.
All I smell is mint. They fucking scream at me to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I think is crazy.
Okay.
Knocking on people's doors. Okay.
So she goes to Peppermint Hollow Bakery or whatever it's called.
Bee's Bakery is the name.
Where Bee Drummond works.
It's her name. Yeah, her name is Bee. And she's like, hi, Bee. And Bree unblinkingly is like, hello, are you new here? Have you ever been here before? Would you like mint? You don't like mint? Are you allergic to mint? And never, ever, ever blinks.
James got a hold of the script, and he's reading off of it right now.
And she's a terrible actress, too. And even though we found out she actually does film her scenes with other people, it's not just like her and then they do the turnaround.
Feel like it.
It feels like they told her, we'll green screen her and just do your lines.
We'll do pickups with you later.
Do you want a mint brownie? But there's actually another person there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
She's like, is this your first time to Peppermint Hollow? I've been here before. It's just been a while. Okay. Do you want a mint latte or mint coffee or mint mocha or whatever the fuck it is? And she's like, does everything have mint in it? And it's like, well, yeah, bitch, you live in Peppermint Hollow.
This is, by the way, Rhea at one point here says that she's never left Peppermint Hollow in her whole life.
Yeah, she's like, never left.
Ever.
But I mean, she's probably a very rich woman in Peppermint Hollow.
She doesn't go on a vacation ever.
Never.
Because nothing's better than Peppermint Hollow. Is here. She's just going to have a want for mint wherever she goes.
Molly acts like, ew, mint.
She's very acting like mint is like she said, there's meth in it. And she's like, does everyone do meth in this town? Yeah. Like, it's mint. People like
mint. She's acting like mint is like, they're like, well, this is this is Hot Pocket Hollow. She's like, ew, Hot Pockets.
Like, she's acting like, it's like acting like it's cumin. And they're like, you want a cumin coffee? And she's like, not really. And they're like, what are you talking about? Everybody likes cumin and everything.
So tired of the frozen processed food here. And they're like, anybody want a Hot Pocket?
Yeah.
Ew. I'm so tired of this. This is so trashy. Yeah. Like, it's mint.
I'll go to Peppermint Hollow rather than Cumin Falls any day. I don't want to go to Cumin Falls. I'm telling you, it's bad there. Everything just reeks of weird cumin BO.
If cumin is in food, James likes to eat it. He doesn't like to smell the spice. He can smell it if it's cooking.
If there's a package of it or something is open a fucking 16th of an inch from across the house, I'm like, do you smell cumin? What is that smell?
Smell is so sensitive to cumin.
I'll track it and have
to
close
it. So that's what his problem is. It's just smell is so sensitive to it. He's like, is that cumin?
What is that?
It's so funny. I'm like, I opened it like 4 hours ago.
I'm like, I know. Where is it? I smell it. I can smell it.
We already ate the thing and you enjoyed it. You're like, I still smell it. It's in the walls.
I just know it's there.
It's like me when I eat garlic. Okay. So she acts like mint is such a trashy thing to eat. She's like, do you have anything without mint in it? Like,
that's when she re-grills her about, are you allergic to mint? Why don't you like mint?
What's your problem with mint?
Yeah. She's like, I just don't want any fucking mint, all right?
And then she says that she's like, oh, you want a free mint brownie for the road? And she's like, no, I said I don't want mint.
Yeah.
She walks out of the thing. So she just gets like a coffee. She just gets a latte or something
no
like
foam,
that.
No foam, no mint.
No mint. And she's no like, are mint. You sure you don't want mint? She's not even good at ball breaking, B. It sounded very threatening. She's like, you want mint? Like,
yeah, it's up with your mint, bitch.
You allergic to it? I'll ruin
put
your
extra
life.
In. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make you inhale it. It's pumping through ventilation.
It would. The whole town's got a reek of mint.
So she gets this coffee and leaves. And as she leaves, Reed Drummond goes, she'll be back. Because Molly said that she's like, oh, I'm only staying in town for a couple, and then I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Peppermint Hollow ensnares all that come through.
And Reed Drummond, she literally said, she'll be back.
She'll be back. Without like, blinking in a very
aggressive,
in
too.
A scare. That was, if you.
Will she be back to your bakery or is she going to be back to Peppermint Hollow?
If I put like a sting in the background musically in that scene, you'd be like, oh, damn, Reed Drummond is going to kill that fucking woman. It would 100%. Okay. It would look like Reed was like, she'll be back. Because I'm going to take her here, torment her with mint, and then murder her.
So we're about to meet, James. I'm trying to piggyback off of this with you.
Please.
Because we're going to meet Uncle Noah right now.
Uncle Swayze's nephew.
Uncle Swayze. We're going to meet him now.
Uncle Swayze nephew, yeah.
And I think that they could have really ensnared a lot of ladies had they just done this. Okay, so this is when the movie should have started to get dark.
Yeah, it did with Reed Drummond.
B. Drummond is a very dark character, but so is Uncle Noah.
Yeah, Uncle Noah's got some things that you
I
don't
think
know
Uncle
about.
Noah.
Yeah,
I think Uncle Noah is a dark character.
I think he's like the Green River Killer kind of like.
Yeah.
He's so frustrated with the mint, and he's unrequited.
The last 3 months they can't pay their bills.
No rent.
The That's rent. What well, their rent. Sorry.
We find out that, she meets them. That's what she finds out after she meets them.
Yeah.
She meets them. They're nice people. She calls her father and she's like,
and he's like, they're back. They're behind on their rent. Because she's like, I'll just sell it to them.
I should just sell it to them because they have a business going here.
And, he's like,
they're poor as fuck.
They're poor as fuck. Devastate them. Evict them.
Yeah. They haven't paid their rent in 3 months and they're just broke as shit.
I've been floating them for the last three months. And
boot them.
Meanwhile, Molly's never heard of these people before in her life. And she's like, they're super nice. I should let them have it because they're like a friend of mom's. And
an old friend of her, the woman, the mother is an old friend of her mother's.
Yeah.
But she seems much older than her mother would be.
No, because her dad was old.
Yeah, but her dad would have married somebody 20 years younger than him. That's the type of guy your dad is. So I'm
not buying
that.
But that was
shit.
His mom. That was her mom.
Yeah, I know.
So whether or not they're still married.
I'm not buying it is what I'm getting at.
But they might not have been married. That's still her mother.
That's true. And then this lady's husband's dead. Anyway, she meets Uncle Swayze's nephew.
Okay, so.
By Patrick, a snowball.
So this kid, she's walking out of the coffee shop like, ugh.
Yeah.
And this kid intentionally launches a snowball at her.
Not very hard, and it wasn't a nice ball. She would have been fine.
You can tell they're like, wouldn't it be hilarious if she's like in the crossfire
of a children's snowball fight.
Yeah. And you can see the kid stop and like, oh, and like throw it. And then Uncle Patrick Swayze, Hunky Noah, he fucking tackles this woman like he's LT.
He like everything short of taking her to the ground. He like tackles her, bear hugs her, and then like, you know, holds her up.
To protect her from a snowball.
And then this limp snowball hits him in the back and just goes poof.
Like, oh, what the fuck?
It would have hit her shoulder. She would have been like, oh, you little shit. That's all that happened.
And said, now you knocked her over and you knocked her coffee over.
Her coffee's everywhere. It's
gone.
All over her. He's like, let me buy another coffee. Come on now. I got some of my dead uncle's money. Come on. Let me buy you some coffee. I got Dirty Dancing money.
I got my dead brother's money.
Come on.
And my dead father's money.
Come on. I've had the time of my life. Come on with me.
No.
Let me buy you something.
Okay. So
she tells him to fuck off and they go their separate ways.
Yeah. So she goes to go to the real estate agent's office because she's got a meeting with them. And the sign says, be back soon. So she calls and leaves a message and is like, we have an appointment. And then she calls back two minutes later because, again, she is from Los Angeles. And this is a small, slow town.
Yeah. Busy businesswoman.
What does be back soon mean? A couple minutes, a couple hours, a couple days, a couple weeks? Because I've got things. I need to be in Hawaii.
Yeah. He could be sitting barefoot blowing on a jug with a fishing pole in the water
Patrick? She's like, oh, my God, I don't even know. What is he doing?
She has the attitude like it's Doc Holliday. Remember the movie Doc Holliday? That's how she acts like the town she's in. But this isn't Grady. This is like it's not that town. This is like a nice Hallmark town.
She's acting like it's like the town in Overboard.
Yeah. Like this is just some trash town with poor, dumb people who've never been outside the gates of this town.
Roy. Anyway. She decides, I'm not going to do the real estate agent's office because I have things to do. I'd like to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm going to go meet these people, get this bullshit over
with. So she goes to the Winters bed and breakfast.
Yeah. With no sign, by the way.
No sign.
Like I said, not shocking.
And
they have no
she
money.
Is like, hi. And this young girl answers the door and she says, are your parents home? Yeah.
Young girl who looks
she's
22.
Like 16-ish.
She looks 22 and acts 10. So they make her. So then they say she's 16.
Yeah, because she says she has a piggy bank.
Yeah, she's like, well, my piggy bank doesn't have that much money. And it's like, what are you talking about? Are you? How old are you?
Yeah, you're old,
you're
Cash App.
10. Yeah.
It's 2021 as well.
Yeah.
You have Cash App.
What's in your Venmo, bitch? What are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on with your Venmo?
What do you
Dakota?
Got? What do you got, Dakota?
So she's like, are your mom and dad home? And she goes, my parents died.
No, they died when I was a baby. But she says it like in a way like, hey, that's the start of my act. Take my wife, please. Like, it was like that was like her opening joke. You know? Like, I take my parents everywhere, but they're fine. They were home. It was very like, right? Did you get that vibe?
Take my wife, please.
Take my wife, please.
I bought her a new kitchen. The first thing that she makes is reservations.
Oh. That's how she was acting, though.
Yeah.
That's the exact vibe I got from Dakota.
It was like that was setting the tone because this kid asks crazy questions from the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
You tried girls?
She acts like Macaulay Culkin and Uncle Buck. That's what she acts like. But she's all supposed
to
be
16. What was the other question that she asked?
And
at
looks
the
22,
end.
So I don't get it at all.
Because she, like, they're talking about how she's like, oh, you know, like, what's her name? Molly's talking about how, like, men say that they like smart, strong, independent girls, and then they don't.
Yeah.
And then Dakota's like, have you tried girls?
Yeah. I don't know if Dakota was looking for a review. Like, should I? Or, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
The way that the question was asked was you're like, why are you into it? Like, what's going on? Anyway.
It was strange. Dakota's got a weird delivery, is what
now,
I'm getting at.
Hunky Noah. I can't get a read. I think it's the trauma on Dakota. Because I can't get a read on her.
The whole town, they're just all, well, like, all right, whatever.
So,
like a lot of shrugging going on.
They're trying to make it seem like a, you know, real slow, like whatever. But meanwhile, these people have a really nice kitchen.
That's beautiful.
This house is gorgeous.
It's
in
a
really
house.
Nice neighborhood.
The whole thing's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's idyllic. It looks like a snow globe.
Here's Hunky Noah. And he's at the door.
Mm.
And
Hunky Swayze Neff.
He's at the door, and Molly's like, what are you doing
here?
She
goes, you come to apologize? That's what he says right away. You come to apologize?
By the way,
no.
I got zero charm from him at all. Mm. Like, let's say I'm Molly, okay? If I saw this man, and he said to me, oh, did you come here to apologize? I'd be like, I don't know where the fuck you get off talking to me like that.
but
you are fucking weird, sir. Like, you're not being funny.
No.
Like, I wouldn't. No. Stop trying to be cute. You fucking sacked me like a football quarterback.
There's no romance or sexuality.
No.
At all. Like,
he's so aggressive.
When this all, spoiler alert, you know, there's going to be a romance here between these two, shockingly enough. But when that all comes
together,
it's like they make a deal. Like, I guess so we should just hook up, right? Yes, I guess we should. Yeah. All right, then. We'll be together. Like,
there's no chemistry.
It looks like two community theater actors doing the first rehearsal reading off the script.
Yeah.
Like, so we're in love now. Yes, we are, Ted. Okay. And then they're like, do we kiss now? Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It's fucking repulsive, this movie. I hate it.
Okay.
Candy-coated shitball. That's what this movie is.
So he's like, have you come to apologize? She's like, I don't think so. Like, you know, can I have a tour?
Who the fuck are you?
And he says, we don't do tours, which is, again, why I think it's a bed and breakfast.
That's what makes it sound like it's some kind of business, yeah.
And then I was like, is it a tour of the mint farm?
Yes, because the mint comes
Because I did not, the first time that we viewed this, because yes, we did watch it twice.
Yeah, we had
The first
to.
Time that we viewed this.
We were really stunned.
We just thought it was only a mint farm.
Yeah.
And then today I learned it's also a bed and breakfast, potentially. I
With
have no idea.
With no signs. None. What kind of, is it like a underground thing? Is it just like a Yelp? Are they just doing Airbnb?
Okay.
What are they doing?
So.
I want to know.
I have a theory.
What's happening?
I think that Hunky Noah is like a Dexter.
That's what I'm saying.
And living off of people's life insurance.
Yeah.
Because how they're living off
He's
their
like
savings.
He's like H.H. Holmes meets Dexter.
Yeah. And then because he knows about fertilization and hydroponics.
This is
he's growing mint.
This is my other problem. He's got a greenhouse set up. All this fucking mint, which is worth, you looked it up. It's worth ugats, this mint.
Yeah.
You need to have fields of fucking mint to make any money off of mint.
He's going
to
be overcharging in order to fucking like make
much.
The house nut.
Yeah. You don't sell mint by the ounce. You sell it by the fucking pound, and it's not even worth that much. Meanwhile, he's got all this MIT knowledge and all this shit.
He graduated from MIT.
You live in Washington State where we grow weed, you dumb fuck. It's worth more than mint.
Yeah.
At least in the meantime, till you can catch up with your mint, take half the greenhouse, turn it into fucking, you could grow good shit and stop this insanity.
But anyway, I think he's a Dexter type serial killer.
Yes, otherwise he doesn't want to draw attention to himself. That's why he's doing the mint. It covers up the smell of the bodies too.
Yeah, but the mint is going to be a good deodorizer and everyone's going to go, wow, it smells like mint, not like dead bodies.
It's so minty. That's why he picked this town, because the whole town smells like mint no matter what you do.
Oh, he's the Peppermint Hollow strangler? What does he do?
Strangler. Yeah, I think he's a strangler.
Because his jeans are painted onto him. So he's absolutely got to do something that requires just brute strength.
He's going to strangle you up good and toss you into the mint farm. And that's everybody in this town, too. They're all cutting farts in front of each other. No one can smell it. This town is a big fart cloud, but it's all
Hunky
minty.
Noah is always wearing flannel.
Oh, well, because he's a Washington guy.
And he's always wearing flannel.
He's a small town guy.
His jeans are like an 80s wash, and they are painted on him. And he has a perennial 5 o'clock shadow.
No, they made him
Swayze. It's always
Swayze.
The same. Yeah.
They were like, let's do whatever we did. Do we have the guy who did Next of Kin's wardrobe? Because let's get him in here, basically. Yeah. That's what it is. We need to have Swayze, but in farming mint.
Yeah. So,
but with a stronger pancreas. Can you provide that for me? Is there anyone? Is there a Swayze with a better pancreas?
And we need to make him lovely with women, young and old.
Young and
he
old.
He takes care of his niece.
His niece, his mom, this broad, but with
By
no
way,
sexuality whatsoever.
And, okay, so Hunky Noah, not only does Hunky Noah not have any chemistry on a sexual level with somebody, he also has no chemistry with the person who's supposed to be his mom.
No, none.
And his niece.
He seems like he's boarding there, but he's sort of been there a while become kind of the part of the family, but not actually related to these people.
He was they hired him to work the mint farm, and then now he's just part of the family.
And they're going to bury him in the yard like Reed Drummond's Cowboys.
Yeah,
when he
owes a debt to society or something like that. But I think he's the peppermint.
I did time.
Yeah. He's like Thomas Jane in Deep Blue Sea.
I did time.
That's what I think. I think he's a reformed prisoner. See, and then, Kim Winters is she goes,
this
he's
is good.
A murdering little psycho, but we really love to have him.
This is good. We should just be making fun of and hitting the main plot. Because to go through every bit of this plot is really asinine.
We got through all the... You know what the movie's going to be like now.
That's
okay,
it.
So she meets these people, and now it's
she feels bad. She doesn't want to kick them out.
Yeah. And there's some things.
They're running a mint farm out of here.
Anyway, so then the door opens. Here comes Leigh Garlington, and she's this sweet old lady that you're like, she looks like Stockard Channing and
Yes, old Stockard Channing. She looks like older Stockard Channing and acts and talks like the desk lady on Wings back
in
the day.
And also Betty White.
And that's what that lady reminded me of. She was she's a knockoff. That lady's like GoBot Betty White.
Yeah.
And then this lady's like GoBot Betty White.
Yeah. So she says, Molly, Hunky Noah is like, we don't give tours. And, Molly's like, not even to the owner.
Yeah.
And then he's like, the Gallant family owns this house. And she goes, hi, Molly Gallant here. Doesn't even need to show any ID.
No, nothing like that. He just gave them the last name of the people. She could have said anything. Yeah. Hi, fucking Francis Gallant. Doesn't matter. I'm one of the Gallants. Let me in, fucker.
So... The mom opens the door. She's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you since you were knee high to a grasshopper. They're trying to make it real folksy and ugh.
They want people who love Ree Drummond to watch this movie and then, have it be like, then go watch 3 hours of Ree Drummond afterwards.
Then she says, I was so sad to hear about your mother passing.
Yeah. She said something, not sad. She said something.
Yeah. Heartbroken.
Hyperbolic.
It was very hyperbolic. Yeah. Yeah. So Uncle Noah decides to show Molly around the greenhouse, and he's only spitting Wikipedia facts about greenhouses and mint. He's
let me go get some. Let me get my jacket on, and I'll take you to see the farm.
She's acting like she's looking at pigs eating food out of a trough and shitting it out, and she's looking at a greenhouse full of mint, and
acting like she's in Son-in-Law, and she's fucking Pauly Shore going, is it the blacken? What are you talking about? Like doing that shit?
She's acting like ugh, and then she's like, well, at least it's 30 degrees warmer in here. And he's like, yeah, everything is, greenhouses are 30 degrees warmer than outside. I wish I was 30 degrees warmer.
That's an actual line from the movie.
They looked at Wikipedia facts and they're like, how can we make this clever banter between these two people and create sexual tension?
The
writer, do you think an AI robot wrote this?
I was going to say, whoever wrote this took no more than no more than a weekend to do this.
No.
This was like a Saturday afternoon and then like a Sunday morning, kind of like until football was like the second game was coming on, and then he was done. And he's I'm going to go eat dinner with the family. Screenplay finished. Turned that into Ree Drummond. And she just went, great, and made a movie out of it.
Yeah.
No second draft.
Anyway.
He was like, no, that wasn't finished. Like, you need to like polish it up and do a couple of drafts. She was like, no, I loved it. It's coming into production next week.
So
I'm in it.
He says, he sputes?
He sputes.
He sputes.
He's going to spute.
He's going to spute right all over your face. Okay. So he says, he's spouting off all these greenhouse facts, and then he's spouting off facts about mint, and he's like, oh, it's a natural outdoor relaxer.
You can make it oils and this and lotion.
He's talking, he's telling you all the things that you can do with it.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
like we're all unaware of mint.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't brushed your teeth today and went, what's that?
I wonder how they spell it. You should write it down. We should look it up.
What's that weird taste of my mouthwash taste?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's fucking mint, like everything else, like thin mints and gum and every other goddamn
mint
thing.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
Everything's made with mint.
Yeah.
It's a very popular human taste. Yeah. Mint chocolate chip ice cream. People fucking like mint.
Yeah. York peppermint patties.
There's a lot of mint
junior
for sale.
Mints.
Mint. Mints. Junior mints. There's mints everywhere.
Mints. Peppermints.
So much mint. But
anyway,
apparently this guy is standing knee high.
So he says,
can't get the mints.
He says that, you know, mint is an outdoor, like a natural relaxer. And she says, oh, mint doesn't relax me. Bitch, yes, it does. Mint relaxes everybody.
Yeah, not her. It makes
and
her
also,
angry.
And also, you would think that you would know
mint
that.
Mint pisses me off. I hate mint.
Nothing worse than mint. It's so, she's acting so aggressive towards mint, and I'm just baffled by it.
But she doesn't dislike mint. That's the thing we find out. She drinks
but
it. She's just very like, I'm not getting on the mint train. No matter how much you tell me it's great, anti-mint.
If I like mint, that means I'm staying here and I'm not a Los Angeles person anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That means
but
that now
mint.
I'm a hick if I like mint. Like, no, you're just like, go, hey, cool, I got to come to this town for a couple of days. Everything's fucking mint flavored. Wouldn't want to live there, but it's fun to taste mint for a few days.
Yeah. Who cares?
Not her.
Cool to see all the different, you know, ways that you can do mint.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is when he's talking about the rent. You'll get your rent.
No. So that's not it yet because they have dinner. So they invite her over for dinner. I don't know how she's staying here.
They invited her.
So I know, but like, so she gets a tour and they're like, you have to stay. You have to stay for dinner.
Yeah.
Grandma makes the best mashed potatoes. You have to stay for dinner.
You have to.
And she's like, okay. Like, I'd be like, no, it's all right. I got a flight to catch. But she's like, no, I can't.
She said,
like,
I'm going to grab something in town. And they're like, no, you have to stay for dinner. And she's like, not,
and then they
I'm
tell her
really
that
interested.
She has to sleep over. You have to come pick out a Christmas tree with us.
Well, she
you
had,
have to do this.
She had to sleep over because there was a blizzard going on that's not there
that's
at all in the morning. But she has to sleep over because of the blizzard. That, but she would have been in town already if she wouldn't have stayed for dinner. That's the problem. So,
so
the dinner screwed the whole thing up.
That's what you get.
That's what you get. And they're just, I don't know if the whole time I'm thinking, like, is this just hospitality or are these people like, listen, we got to be nice to her. She's going to boot us out of our fucking house. Or is it a little both?
Well, because it's random that she's stopping over.
Yes.
And then it's also, you know, it's coincidental because
when they owe 3 months back
they
rent.
They owe 3 months of back rent. So they're probably thinking, like, oh God, what is she? I don't know because the movie doesn't suggest any type of like nuance.
No.
So I don't know if they're like nervous because they don't ever mention it. They're not like, oh God, I wonder what she's doing here.
Yes. And nobody's good
they're
enough of an
like,
actor to portray it unless they say it directly. So you're right. You would have no way. Subtext doesn't exist.
They ask her what she does for a living at dinner. She's eating a green bean and she's acting like,
it's
a green bean.
This dinner is beneath me.
Yeah.
It's just like some nice dinner.
Yeah.
It's like a good dinner. I'd love to eat that dinner. It was like some meat and some potatoes and some beans. Yeah.
So she says that she and her friend are starting a business making organic baby products. And then she says that her day job is director of marketing at Gallant Resorts. Just in case you forgot that she is the director of marketing.
Just in case.
Just in case you forgot this.
Just in case you forgot that she does marketing and they have mint that nobody can buy.
And also she's doing organic baby products.
Yes. And
just don't forget that.
Don't forget that the grandma also makes an organic mint.
Winter's Bliss.
Baby solution.
Calmer down.
Yeah. I think it's just booze. But and she puts a little mint in it and she's like,
it's
see,
got
it's
lavender
minty.
And whatever else.
And moonshine.
Yeah.
And Everclear, probably.
Maybe.
Shuts the kids right up.
So the grandma is asking, she's like, hey, so I'm sorry, honey. I don't know what that means. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, what is marketing?
she says, oh, I sell an experience. Like, oh, yeah, you sell an experience of a hotel on the beach in Hawaii. Like,
that's what, yeah, you sell an we sell an experience. And that's when Leonardo DiCaprio comes up.
So Dakota asks, have you ever met any celebrities?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I met Leonardo DiCaprio one time.
He came in last year at Christmas to the Oahu location.
Kissed me on the cheek. And Dakota goes, that's so cool. And I'm like, do children like Leonardo DiCaprio?
She also says, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
well, I agree. She is very lucky if that happens.
She's 16, but she's like totally wants to. I don't think teenagers want to bang Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think so either.
In, you know, the last 20 years or so.
When I was 8 years old, I was so in love with him.
Well, yeah, I was in his peak. That's Titanic time. I mean, that's big time.
I was like, that, wow, he's my boyfriend.
Yeah, but if you were 8 and he was 42, I don't think it would have been the same attraction. No. He's kind of an older guy now. It's
But anyway.
Really a teen idol anymore.
He says that the family starts to ask Molly. They're like, so what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And she's like, they're like, you didn't just come for a tour.
Kicking
like,
me out or what?
You're on your way to Hawaii. So that's kind of not really like Washington is not really on the way. Cause she's like, oh, I just figured I'd stop by.
Yeah. Just wanted to stop by.
And they're like, well, it's not really on the way. So like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Why are you here?
And she is like, oh, I don't know. Like, she's feeling all bad. Like, you know, I just thought that I would stop in and, like,
and
say hi.
Just,
and,
you know,
like,
and, yeah, she was a real stumbling, bumbling, obviously lying. And they're just, they kind of go along with it.
Yeah, they go along with it. And I didn't realize this. In the first viewing, I didn't realize that she was being so weird because she was so gung-ho about just selling this fucking house that I didn't realize that she was trying to be delicate about it.
She met them for an hour, and now she's literally having second thoughts about her entire life plan of I'm going to sell this house and invest in this business that I've been working on for so long. Now she's like, oh, but I met strangers, and they're kind of nice, so maybe not.
Have you seen Hunky Noah?
Yeah, I kind of want to bang Swayze nephew over here, which
but I don't want it to. I don't want it to be obvious.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to know that I want that, or he doesn't want anyone to know either. We're real undercover about the whole thing.
So she's staying the night now, and the Christmas decorations in this home are insane.
The guest room, every square inch of it.
It has a 6 foot tall Christmas tree.
It has a fully decked out Christmas tree. It has
garland around.
Yeah, multiple stockings on the wall. There's a
garland on the headboard.
Lit up garland. There's snow globes on the nightstands with other shit, other Christmas knickknacks.
Not surfing Santa though.
No, real ones. And then there's a shelf with filled with Christmas knickknacks. Just only Christmas. There's like a
snowman,
a penguin, and a snowman thing. It's more Christmas decorations than anybody we know has in their whole house. They have crammed into just their guest room. And she's like, "Oh, sorry, it's not put together. We don't, you know, use it very much." It's like, why is it fully decorated
then?
We
can't pay our rent because our electric bill is crazy.
It's crazy, all these Christmas
decorations. Our Christmas decoration budget is out of this world. We can hardly keep up with it.
We just described the entire house. There is not one square
foot. It's Christmas
foot
up your ass.
Up your fucking butthole. There's not one square foot of this house that is not heavily Christmas decorated.
I wouldn't be surprised if the toilet paper had Santa on
it. You're wiping right with an elf. It's no problem. Reindeer up your ass. Even in town, Reed Drummond says, oh, Christmas is the best time to be in Peppermint Hollow. And it's, because it would be weird any other time. Yeah. This town is all Christmas. What happened?
Well, this house is all Christmas.
All Christmas.
But now that it's an Airbnb, not an Airbnb, now that it's a bed and breakfast, I think that makes more sense.
If you had a fucking sign or any idea that it was a bed and breakfast.
Sign.
It's not there. We saw long shots of the house.
So anyway, the Christmas decorations
poor business
also,
people.
They could also distract from the murderous
That's true. It looks
tendencies
pretty,
of Hunky Noah.
Looks pretty festive. They always have you know, those pie domes. They have those full of fresh cupcakes. And there's everything they do is this bountiful.
Grandma is baking nonstop.
Nonstop baking.
She's baking. She's making omelets. Like They don't pay their rent, but like,
oh, because they spend it all.
They're
on
putting
food.
Every bell pepper at the grocery store in this omelet. Like they're making
it's
like
wild.
She's making it. It's just for the three of them.
Oh yeah,
four of them now with what's her face. But she's making breakfast like she's making breakfast for a house full of people.
She's cooking fancier shit than anything Ree Drummond makes on TV. That's what I mean. It's a lot. Like it really looks very designer.
Anyway,
they even have like a big restaurant level griddle on half their stove.
I know,
I want
that.
It's huge.
Griddle.
Yeah.
So they put her in the room, in her room, and grandma's like, "Did you know this is your mom's old room?"
Yeah, she's really laying it on thick.
And she was like, "No, how would I know this? Yeah. I've been here one time.
When I was like four, not sure.
And so she said, I know it's faded, but you can see this here. And she walks over to the fucking door frame. And it's just like the art department put this on the wall this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's in pencil. It says Sarah in like pretty good penmanship. So it's not a child.
No.
And it's like 5 feet tall. What?
It's hilarious.
Okay. So,
please don't sell our house. Look, your mother was here and her memory is still, she's dead, you know.
Sorry about the late rent.
Yeah, but this is the ghost of your mother lives in here. Yeah. So if you sell it, you're getting rid of your mom.
They keep trying to force that peppermint mocha on her or peppermint hot chocolate or whatever.
They're
on
drugging
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they are drugging her because they're like, let's get you're the owner.
That would have been a great movie if it turned super dark and they were actually drugging her and she like woke up tied up in the basement and Uncle Swayze nephew was like standing over like sharpening up surgical tools going like, how you doing? You like want some mint? And she's like, get me out of here.
That'd be
like,
an awesome movie.
We're going to have a minty good time. And then she looks over here and it's Ree Drummond like sitting in a chair overseeing
yes.
it, not blinking. She's doing her, you know, Ree Drummond's bidding.
Okay, and then Hunky Noah can be like,
that's a movie.
So after they make it so they have Patrick there. He can still be in the movie. He doesn't need to be a real estate agent, but he could be like a power of attorney, like an attorney person.
Yeah,
and they could be like, you're going to turn the house over to us. Now we don't own any rent or mortgage. And whatever. And then he's going to kill her.
Yeah,
so like she leaves the house to them.
Ree Drummond's going to grind her up and tell everybody it's chicken. And then it's
fudge
gonna be
brownie.
Yeah,
fudge brownie with Molly in it.
It's minty. No blink.
And then. And then Hunky Noah says, so when she's about to die, he's about to kill her. And then he says, thank you for your investment.
Yeah. And then he saws her in half. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's a better movie.
And then he strangles her.
That's a better movie.
And then Ree Drummond rewards him with fudge brownies.
Yes, that's what she does. Because she gives out fudge brownies, by the way, Ree Drummond. Like she's not running a business or something.
She keeps trying to give people fudge brownies to the point where you're like, what's your deal with these fudge brownies?
Yeah, why do you it's like an indoctrination technique or something. But like she runs a bakery, but gives everyone a free fudge brownie when they like, that's what you sell, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, go, you should buy these, but don't just give them to everybody. What's wrong? And people who are new in town who aren't staying, I'm here for a day. Oh, by all means, take some of my free product, even though there's no way you'll be back because you're leaving in 12 hours.
And then the thing that I don't like is that she has them raw dog grab the brownie.
Right off the plate.
Just like that guy with the fucking garlic
knot. It's the garlic knot guy. Good, same thing. Yeah, at the pizza place. Absolutely. Yeah, raw dog and the garlic knot right
Can
off
I
the
get one of
bio.
These garlic knots?
No.
Okay, so, you know what? Yeah, sure, you can have one. And then you just grab one?
You just grab it like
with
a psychopath.
Bare hands?
Yeah, like a monster.
No. So they just grab it. Like, B, you should give it to people.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, where the hell are we?
So she's
terrible.
Staying over there. She's sleeping over. She gets on the phone with her dad and she's like, maybe I should just sell the house to them. Like, what a concept.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first time that they've ever thought about it. And the dad goes, well, that's tricky because they haven't paid rent in 3 months. They've never been late before. I've been floating them. So fuck them.
Yeah. Sell the shit.
And she's like,
that's when she goes to dinner and all that shit. And we're paying. Yeah.
So she wakes up at the crack of dawn afterwards because of a rooster. Because remember, we're in a small town.
Small town. They have to have a rooster. It's a rule.
Then Hunky Noah goes around and he starts fucking waking everybody up. He's like, hello, good morning.
Sun's up. Everybody up. Knocking on doors and shit. What is this? The army? What are we doing?
Sun's up. Mint's up. Let's go.
Sun's up. Let's get some mint. The early bird gets the mint, everybody. Let's get out there and do it. It's so stupid. I don't even know.
Okay. So she gets up and she's, you know, in full glam. And she asks the grandma, she's like, so what's going on? Like,
yeah.
And she goes, oh, we eat late on Saturdays. And she's like, it's 6:30. She goes, yeah, I know. Like,
yeah,
we get it. You're a fucking weird, quirky town.
So late.
Like,
yeah.
6:30 is so light.
So light.
So she says, grandma says, I need you to mind the pancakes. I'm not a good cook. Well, you have to look at the pancakes because I got to go rustle up. You know, there was no need to do this.
No, I got to go grab Dakota and Noah and tell them that it's almost ready.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you do that?
Yeah. Why don't you, Grandma, tell Molly she's the guest.
No, instead she makes Molly stand there who, when she goes to flip the pancake, grabs a spoon.
Yeah.
Like a large spoon and just kind of smears it around. And like, that's how she thinks pancakes are flipped because she's a moron.
So she fucks up the pancakes, but in her defense, she did say she couldn't do it.
Yeah, they're burned to shit.
They're burned to shit, and everybody's looking at her, and then Grandma says, like, she's like, you had one job.
She goes, you had one job. Not even in, like, a funny way. Like, no. She said it like, you're a fuck-up.
Threatening.
Yeah, like, you're a fucking asshole.
You think that you're Sarah's girl?
How dare you not cook pancakes well in my house?
And you expect rent.
And you want rent.
No.
You want to be my latex salesman. That's what she said. Like, no fucking
way. You don't get rent. No. Molly.
Learn how to cook pancakes.
If you can't flip a pancake, you don't get rent.
No.
Okay. So she needs to go to the realtor's office in the morning because she has that meeting with the realtor's office, but she can't find her keys to her rental car. So Noah offers to take her because he has errands. Okay. So this is serial killer behavior because he's like, I have a couple of errands in town. Then I'll help you find your keys.
And then miraculously has the keys later. Yeah. So he is holding the keys.
He gets her in the car and he says, hey, thanks for not evicting us.
Yeah.
I'm good for the money.
I swear I'm good for it. Yeah.
AKA, I'm about to murder you.
Yeah.
I just want to see I'm just trying to take a temperature of what's going on right now.
Want to be seen in town with you people think we're getting along.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't be me. I'm trying to throw everybody off the hunky Noah scent. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely.
So everybody keeps talking about this Winter's Bliss thing. So Hunky Noah talks about Winter's Bliss, and it's this magical thing that his mom makes, grandma makes. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're walking around in town.
Immediately calms a baby.
Nobody offers Molly a jacket once. Molly has to trade in her super expensive sunglasses for a jacket.
Yeah, but because anyway, her cards are declined because now they're poor.
Well, no. So they run into some gal named Chloe.
Oh, yeah, we haven't come. We gotta just skip
Hunky Noah's ex-girlfriend, their high school sweethearts. And it was a really weird meeting. And she goes, high school sweethearts.
Yeah, like, we're high school sweethearts.
Like, you're so weird. So she's part of the serial killer thing anyway.
Definitely, she's part of it. Yeah, she's... He should just have killed her.
Well, now we're learning. So now the movie turns into, now we're learning about how impressive Hunky Noah is.
Everyone's impressed.
So he can't sell mint worth a shit.
No.
But
he farms the fuck out of it.
He is an MIT grad, so he's pretty smart. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Dakota's like, do you want me to fire up the fireplace?
Yeah.
And then she turns on the fireplace from her phone.
Yeah.
Molly's like, how did you do that?
How'd you do that? Like,
you're
going to
act
exist.
Like these people are fucking slow, you know, people. And like, oh, this is a small town. Y'all do a little thing a little bit different around here.
No.
And like, meanwhile, this girl's like, oh, I have an app that fucking turns on the fireplace.
This movie, and we said it halfway through this movie watching it, it could have really used the Stepdogs as the thing. That's what this movie could have used.
Yeah.
We watched a terrible movie called Stepdogs.
This was the best. That was another really good movie.
And all the, like 10 minutes into the movie, all of a sudden the dogs start fucking talking. And we were just like, whoa, is this happening? Is this really happening?
From moment one that we met the dogs.
Well, we met the dogs, but that was 10 minutes into the movie.
That's what I mean.
They did like 10 minutes of a movie, and then all of a sudden they were like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm a dog. And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I don't want people to think that like there's 10 minutes of dogs not talking. There's 10 minutes of dogs not talking because they're not featured.
I'm saying, if you're going to have a talking dog, you need to put that shit in frame one if I'm going to know that's happening, because I was in a normal world. But this movie could have used the Stepdogs.
Hunky Noah is like, oh, well, it looks like your flights are canceled, so you have to stay here a couple of days. So that means that you need to come and learn how to farm mint now.
Yeah, why? Come check out the mint farm.
Why do I need to learn how to farm mint? Like,
they clip some mint
for a minute. It's because he wants to show his murder room. He's like, listen, I'm going to kill you now.
Maybe.
I canceled your flight. I sent you that email.
I control the weather.
Yeah. I sent you that email.
Because it was going to snow a lot and they couldn't plow the pass for a couple of days.
Yeah. So anyway, her flight's canceled and she's got to go learn how to farm mint now, apparently. So she comically doesn't have service on her iPhone. And she has to climb a ladder, and she's like saying out loud in front of Hunky Noah to her friend Gracie, I have to sell this house so I can put my portion of the investment money in.
Yeah, he doesn't hear. He doesn't hear shit, this
no.
guy. He's deaf as
and
fuck.
And then she falls off the ladder, and then he's like, oh, I found your keys. Murderer.
Yeah, murderer. Exactly. So he's had them the whole time. He pocketed them.
Yeah. He stole them when she was sleeping
because
he was like, listen, you're going to be cool with us not paying rent.
Along with like her passport.
And then he's going to cancel her flight and it's going to be like Misery, like Kathy Bates.
I would not be surprised. You're that would be
turn
a better
this
movie.
House over to me.
A much better movie.
I'm Hunky Noah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
So he's teaching her how to farm mint, and she says, I am not good with manual labor. And then he says, like, here, you should try a leaf of mint. And she's acting like he's asking her to try a dog treat. It's like, oh, it tastes just like
a
peanut butter cookie.
Leaf.
It's just a fucking mint
leaf. There's mint leaves, and like we just said,
desserts.
In everything.
It's on mojitos.
He's like,
hey,
you just chew it up. Yeah. It tastes good. And she's like, oh my God. She takes like a tiny bite. Like, what's mint going to taste like? Fucking mint, stupid. What do you think it's going to taste like? You fucking moron.
Yeah.
It's mint.
And she's acting like, ugh.
It tastes weird. I brushed my teeth an hour and a half ago, but now this mint is so much mint, it's just different. I don't understand. I can't fucking figure it out. It's mint!
Oh, a mint leaf?
For the Christ's sake.
Or
I want
like,
to pelt her with Andy's
like,
candies. I'm so tired of this
like
lady.
Like Charlie?
Yes, yes.
Eat a bunch of cat food and then go to bed, and then people are like, ew, I'm not going to do that. And then they realize that you have to do that.
You have to eat the cat food. Yeah.
So anyway.
The look they had. Yeah, so, de-eating cat food. It's the same
look.
It
was a mint leaf, Molly.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now Noah is, so she says like, oh, you know, you're pretty smart for an MIT grad, because he's talking about that, you know, all of his
mint
farming,
expertise,
whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you learned my secret? I think he has a different secret.
Yeah, there's many secrets.
He killed his brother and sister-in-law. Because now he's telling us, like, my dad's dead. He's like, my brother's dead. I've been taken care of.
Eventually,
Dakota
he kills Molly.
Since.
He kills his mom. He inherits the house and he marries his niece and moves in. And
marries Chloe.
I thought he was going to marry Dakota and take her as his bride.
He's going to marry Chloe.
Either way. Maybe he'll move her in there.
Anyway.
She's in on it.
But he knows about farming and fertilizing and hydroponics and all this stuff. And, you know, it wouldn't smell like a decomposing body. There's a bunch of dirt. Who's going to suspect a mint farm to be where things are buried? I'm
Never.
Just saying.
Never.
I'm just saying.
You won't smell it.
Follow the mint.
Follow it.
Okay. So I think he took her keys at this point.
Definitely.
The three of these people are acting like Molly is here, like the haunting, like she's destined to be here. Like the prophecies foretold us that you would come.
Yeah.
And they're like,
mint.
This is a good shot where we get a full grasp of like the size of the mint farm. So there's a lot. And I'm like, wow, it's only this guy tending to all this mint. Like, how can he do
mint.
That?
I don't know. He seems to be doing it all on his own. He says that there's a satisfaction in doing things by hand that you don't get with a machine and all that horse shit.
He says that he's put a lot of money and effort and science into this so he can get three times the yield.
Yeah. He explained why they're losing money.
Their biggest buyer went out of business. He sells bulk mint. I don't understand why he doesn't know that you can do many more things with mint and sell it. With the mint that you have, because he's like, we make mint and sell mint to people who make like lotions and like whatever.
All he needs is one Instagram account, and you go, holy shit, I can make all this crap.
An Etsy account.
Either. Yeah.
His fucking niece makes a mint lip balm.
Yeah.
And his grandma, his mom makes fucking mint, you know,
baby
Winter's Bliss, like whatever.
Yeah.
That's not for adults.
No, it's only for babies.
Because they keep, like, they're like, do you make it for adults? No, like
oh, God, no, Jesus.
Yeah, self-soothe
for adults,
yourself,
it's
you
booze,
fuck, yeah,
moron.
Anyway,
drink.
So they're like, these two do this stuff, and he doesn't know. Like, hey, maybe we can make money with that. He's like, I don't know, I can't sell mint leaves.
Just terrible at it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. You start doing that stuff. Learn. You're Please. A fucking MIT grad. Yeah, you can make it. Some lotion.
Right away. Luckily, the movie figured that out, and that's what the plot yeah. turned into.
So they are going to
go. It took
them
longer than it would have taken us.
They Dakota wants to go shopping for Christmas presents, so the three of them go shopping for Christmas presents, and they are walking very slow while shopping. No jacket. And then Uncle Noah goes off to go talk to some. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't Where know either. He said but he Dakota, had some errands to run.
Kill people.
Yeah.
He's going to go do something and kill somebody for a minute.
Possibly.
And then Dakota's like, great, I'm so happy that Uncle Noah has wandered off because now I got to think of something to get him for Christmas. How boring is that? I wanted Dakota to be like, I'm going to go smoke yeah, weed over here.
That would be much better. Yeah. This is all really inconsequential to everything that happens. This is all
Dakota
just
asks
boring.
If she's ever been married. No, you know. Nobody likes successful, smart people. Like, mm-hmm. yes, they do.
Yeah, they tend to really like them, actually. They're
so she wants
hot
to
commodity
go,
in the world, actually.
Dakota wants to get a dress for the big party is like a Christmas Eve party at the Winters bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
So they host this big, like...
The whole town. I don't know.
Everybody
fuck comes,
fucking comes to this party.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
comes to this party. So she wants to impress some boy named Parker and... Molly's like, cool, let's go to the consignment store where that mean girl Chloe is there so she can be more mean to me.
Yeah.
And let's get you a dress and say something really stupid.
And make, there's just, that Chloe one is really stalkery. And then
she says, it's the heart of the girl wearing the dress that makes the dress beautiful.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. It doesn't matter if we're, how beautiful you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Parker probably won't like you, but you know, as long as you put your heart and soul into wearing that,
someone's
dress,
gonna
like
you.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Chloe's Weird all advice. Jealous, and she's like, "Why are you staying here?"
Yeah, she's grilling her.
It
about
wasn't
it.
Cool enough that Noah was like, "Yeah, this is my landlord."
That was not good enough. She's like, "Oh."
She's like, "Oh, is that your girlfriend?"
Yeah, right away. Her high school sweethearts.
Yeah. So, so she can't buy the. Dress because apparently she's broke. There's no money on any of her credit cards.
Yep.
So she calls her dad. She trades her sunglasses for a coat, finally.
Finally, she's got a coat on.
Fuck. She doesn't even like, oh my God, do you have coats here? I need to get a coat.
No.
Can I borrow a coat? It's fucking cold.
No,
she's just like,
Chloe suggests it, and she's like, oh yeah, coat. I guess I could use one of those. It's 22 degrees outside.
So she calls her dad, basically asking, hi, how's it going? Are we poor?
Yeah.
Then we're in the horse barn. We see where he drives in store's mint. She sees where her mom's horse was, chocolate chip. Oh,
boy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. See, sentimental attachment. You don't want to sell this place.
So then she says, what if I can help you with my marketing skills.
Absolutely.
And he says, have you ever sold mint before? Fuck you. Yeah. You can't sell it now.
That's what I mean. You're behind on your rent because your mint sales skills suck.
I think you should take any fucking help you can get.
That's right. God
sir.
Damn it.
So whatever. She sells an experience at a hotel at the beach. Okay. That doesn't require much skills or whatever, but like it's probably okay to sell mint.
She can sell mint.
Yeah.
No one's doing it now, so it's got to be better than no one.
So
that's all.
They go to go pick out a Christmas tree. I don't know why it
the
was whole, so
she
important.
Goes with the family.
She's like, I don't know. It's usually picked for me. It's usually three stories high and in the middle of my dad's hotels. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, yeah, we get it. And she's gonna go pick out the Christmas tree. I don't understand why it's so important that she goes with.
They're really trying to ingratiate her into the family so she'll feel bad about.
And then the grandma is like to Noah. She's like, wow, she's really taking to her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, she's really adjusting. Like we're trying to get her into our weird mint cult.
That's what it seemed like. Yeah. If we can get her in the mint cult, then make her live here, then she won't.
They pick
give
out,
us the boot.
They pick out a mint to be ornament, and they go and pay for the ornament. And like the kid says, it's okay. I have enough money to pay. Like the kid's like mad shading her grandma and uncle. Like she's like, I have a lip balm business.
Yeah,
do
I'm
you
doing
guys need some. Help with money for the rent?
Unlike you fucking deadbeats, I'm doing a little better over here.
Yeah, she's like, I almost have enough money to start contributing for the rent because you guys can't fucking pay it.
Yeah.
And So she's like, yeah, it's cool. I can buy the ornament. Like, I can. And so Chloe is there at the Christmas tree place, and she's wearing the Valentino glasses. She's
like hiding behind a Christmas tree, peeking out like a nutcase.
Like an evil villain. I'm telling you, I think she's a super huge villain.
That's what they make her out to be. But then nothing happens in this movie, like everything. It's just all just pointless.
So the Winters are struggling to sell their mint. They can't pay their bills. Took Molly one whole hour to come up with a business plan that, you know, to tell them that they should do something else.
Yeah, make products
make
that people...
Make products with it and sell it. So she draws them up a business plan. Like, literally, there's a...
A picture of a human being on it, like a hand-drawn, like...
There's a stick figure, like, man and a stick figure girl.
It's so funny.
So
it's so ridiculous.
She comes up with this business plan for them. She's like, it takes a little bit of startup money that you don't have, but I think you can do it.
I think you'll be fine. Yeah, you can pull it off.
And don't worry about it. The startup money does include my fees. Okay. I am the director of marketing at a place.
Don't worry. I'll just sell your house and use that.
Don't worry about it. So she is talking about that. And for some reason, her friend Gracie is coming to Peppermint Hollow. She's only been there for like 48 hours.
Yeah. It turns out it's she says it's literally on the way to Kevin's family's house. And you know how I hate them, so I stopped here.
I would rather come meet a bunch of strangers than go hang out with my husband, father of my child.
Baby's crying. And
this baby is a real pain in the ass.
Ree Drummond tells her to go get...
If you're going to the Winter's house, because Gracie's on the phone.
Get some of that shit from them.
Gracie's on the phone like, oh, I'll go. It's 11 Peppermint Place. Like, oh, 11-11 Peppermint Place. Like, you know, whatever. And then Ree Drummond's like, oh, are you guys going to the Winter's? Okay, ask about Winter's Bliss. It's magical.
Yeah.
She sends
her there.
She's...
Totally. And then she ships her there, actually. Yeah.
So she gets a Peppermint Hollow Mocha, and she gets a free brownie bite, and... She's like, wow, I love this place. Like, so again, you know, Ree Drummond knows you'll be addicted to this place.
She gives her a brownie and she takes a bite, like, and looks like, and then she looks surprised. She goes, oh, it's good. It's a fucking brownie with some mint in it.
She did, like, I can't possibly picture chocolate and mint
bite, like,
together.
Oh, that's what chocolate and mint tastes like. Never had that before. That's weird.
I've never had an Andes mint before.
Yeah. Next thing, they'll mix peanut butter with chocolate. The world's crazy place now. For fuck's sake.
So Gracie goes to go, and she's at Peppermint Hollow, but first Patrick the realtor shows up because he said that he's going to find comps for...
He's like, hi, I'm the town black guy.
Yeah.
Because he's the only black guy in town.
So he brings her comp. He brings Molly comps at the house, and he's like, here are some comps for you. Meanwhile, she's been chasing these people down, okay?
She's
like, what's going on with this fucking thing? I need to know what's going on. I need to have this drafted up so that I can fucking sell this place. I need to get it on the market ASAP. And then he shows up with comps, and she's like, I don't know if I'm going to sell it.
Yeah. Mm.
And he goes, it's okay. I understand. Thank you for wasting my time.
Big decision with
Big
such
decision.
A, I get
it's
it.
It's a sentimental place. Yeah. You just come to me when you're ready.
I'll be waiting for you because I'm the nicest black guy around. How you doing? Goodbye. That's the total character. They're like, we need, where can we put the black guy? We're putting one black guy in. That's all this town is getting. Let's make him the real estate agent. That way, at least the one black guy is not a dick. You know, that's how they had to do it, because otherwise it's just
so
all
blonde
people.
So then Gracie shows up, and Gracie immediately asks, like, the baby's crying, and she looks at the grandma, and she's like, Winter's Bliss, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't even know what to do. The baby's crying. She's just like, this is a new thing, sensory overload. Like,
my baby's never cried before.
Yeah.
It's
so
8 months old.
She puts
cried.
It on the she puts it on the baby's pacifier that they, you know, that they made. And then the baby immediately shuts up.
Yeah,
and she's like, wow, that's amazing. What's in that? It's already been in your baby's mouth.
Yeah, you didn't even ask.
It's poison.
Yeah. What do you think it is, by the way, in Peppermint
it's
Hollow
mint.
On the mint farm? What do you think's in that? It's cumin.
Fish
it's
going to
be cumin. It's fish paste and cumin. Man.
And so, again, she asks, is it for adults? No. And then... Molly's talking to Gracie, and she's like, you know what? I came here to sell this house, super loud.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sell this house. Like, that's what she says. She's like, I'm not going to do it.
I don't think I'm going to do it.
Noah and Grandma and Dakota come barreling in.
Yeah.
You were going to sell the house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw the folder of comps. She puts the folder of comps on the
counter. Kitchen counter. I don't want them
and
to
then,
find.
He's acting like somebody's already signed paperwork and like yeah. they're already in escrow.
Like that's not her right to at least look into the possibility of selling a house that she owns that no one's paying her rent for.
Yeah.
Like that'd be a crazy thing to do.
But they're not already in escrow. She's not kicking them out.
She's just checking comps for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
it's for future reference.
That's like the least committal thing you can do in a house.
She's trying to figure out what her tax burden is maybe. Yeah. Who the fuck knows? There could be a million different reasons why you check comps. And why didn't she just look on Zillow, number one, too? It's 2021. This town acts like you can't think about selling a house until you meet with a person in their office. It's fucking insane.
So she says that she doesn't want to sell the place. Noah's mad about it. And then now Molly's running away crying. I don't know why. I'd be like, what the fuck is up with
you? True story, bro.
What's with you?
Yeah.
I just looked at comps.
Yeah, so what? It's my house.
So so she goes and sells her Gucci bag to the consignment store that Chloe said. She's like, this Gucci bag costs more than my car.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much is your car?
Yeah, what the hell kind of car are you rocking?
I want to look at that bag.
Oh, shit. It's like a 92 Geo Metro she's rocking.
Yeah, maybe she should actually sell the Valentino glasses instead of pocketing them.
Get a better car.
Get a better car, Chloe.
Come on, Chloe. Fuck. Pull your shit together. Stop fantasizing about your high school boyfriend and buy a better car.
Noah's not going to go out with you.
That's why she still has the same car from high school because he was in it. She's like, we used to fuck in this car. I'm never selling it.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Okay, so
we figured her out.
So Molly goes and gets the dress for Dakota. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Very selfless of her, too. And then Chloe's like, hey, sorry for being a bitch. Noah's a great guy. Like, you know,
sorry. Yeah, I got to redeem myself.
Yeah.
No one can be an asshole in this town.
Now that you're leaving, you know, I just want to, and like, you're at your lowest point.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know that, like, sorry for me contributing to this.
Didn't mean to be a dick and...
So, Noah, Grandma, and Dakota are decorating for the party. Reed Drummond, a.k.a. B, stops by. She brings a tray of delicious desserts. She's like, Dakota tell me that y'all might need some more desserts for this party.
Here you go.
I'm even throwing in some of my delicious fudge mint brownies.
Oh, that I give away for free.
Judgment. Anyway, so she brings over the tray of delicious desserts. This is when I asked, why isn't Reed Drummond like an investor in their mint?
I thought,
farm?
Well, then we figure it out later.
She's a
huge
fucking customer, probably.
Yeah, it seems like she uses a shitload of mint.
She makes mint in everything that she does.
Yeah.
And she's never left because she has no desire to go anywhere
else. Mint.
So maybe she should fucking help out Kim.
Maybe.
A little bit financially.
That's what it seems like.
Anyway,
well, they end up pulling that off anyway.
So Molly goes to the house to drop off the dress to Dakota, and she has a tearful conversation with Uncle Noah, basically like, listen, I'm broke and you're broke.
Yeah.
But like, you don't even want to work with me anymore. You're mad at me.
You're
going to
be all mad at me.
And he's like, well, yeah, I thought you were selling the house. And she's like, yeah, I just, you know, didn't have any money. So
yeah, broke.
Didn't want to talk about that. And he's like, why? Why wouldn't you just tell me? Because it's embarrassing, Hunky Noah. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's such a... Their conversation has no nuance at all.
They decide to go into business together. So they're like, cool, let's make this work. Like, whatever. So Noah, Hunky Noah goes has coffee and a fudge mint brownie with Reed Drummond.
They're like, we need investors. And then cut to him talking to Reed Drummond with like a pad and paper while they're all talking over coffee.
And she
coffee,
looks like... And he looks like he's like, you know, his hand motions
and
stuff.
And she's nodding like, absolutely.
Holding a cup with two hands.
Totally.
Like, absorbing information.
Never blinking.
This in.
Never blinking.
Not blinking.
Not one
so
fucking blink.
So you're going to murder Molly.
Yes.
So anyway, and then Molly does the brunt work. She gets Gracie in on it. And then she also goes and talks to the realtor and takes out the home equity line on the house.
That's the other thing. You don't take out a home equity line at your real estate office.
No.
You go to a bank for that. Banks do that, not realtors.
So that's how they get the startup money is that they get B. Drummond, they get Gracie, because they're going to do they're going to do the organic baby stuff with Winter's Bliss. So they're going to partner. Yeah, they're going to partner up with, they're going to make their stuff, but then they're also going to do the Winter's Bliss thing.
Yeah, it's so fucking.
They get Gracie in on it, and then they get the home equity line.
That's the solution. That's how boring this movie is. The solution is we'll get a home equity line of credit and then invest that in this. That's boring. Yeah. That's not a movie. That's not a third. You know, that's not a big ending.
Then the dad calls Molly.
Yes, her dad.
And he's like, how's it going? I got us out of the weeds. We're not broke anymore.
Yeah, by the way, Christmas
She's
miracle.
Like, great. I already sold my Gucci bag for a dress, and I sold my Valentino sunglasses for a coat, this pink coat.
But now she can buy another one.
And I have a home equity line now.
Yeah. He got a huge investment that bailed them out, and they're fine now.
So he's like, we're fine. No worries. We're not broke anymore. How's it going? And she's like, oh, Dad, I got a home equity line, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to be industrious. Like, she's, like, all excited.
Yeah.
I think she wants her dad to be proud of her. Like, you know,
and he is.
I want to be, like, I want to do that. So Dad shows up at Peppermint Hollow.
Very proud.
They have Christmas dinner together. They're all in their jammy jams.
Everybody.
And she's kissing on Hunky Noah. The dad's not like, what the fuck?
What happened?
You came here to fucking sell this house, and now you have a mint business,
fucking,
a boyfriend.
You're
like,
banging,
what the fuck?
You're banging Minty Marty over here now. What's
now
going
you
on?
You want to make pancakes?
Yeah. Yeah, what happened?
Next thing you're going to tell me my daughter likes mint.
No,
oh, my God.
No.
Not mint. All right.
And everything's happy. The business is fine. They can stay in the house. The hotels are saved.
And now Hunky Noah is an honest businessman.
It's
he doesn't
a
have
Merry
to kill
Christmas.
People to collect life insurance money.
Nope.
There's only one place to go, James.
Only one place.
Besides Peppermint Hollow.
That is the candy-coated.
The candy-coated Heigl-meter.
Can't do the candy-coated Heigl-meter. Okay.
So the Heigl-meter is how we rate our movies. It's our unit of measurement. It's a scale of one Heigl to five Heigls. Five Heigls being the worst, most punishing movie you've ever seen in your entire life. One Heigl, not that bad.
Yeah, not that bad. Watchable.
Yeah.
Fine. So.
James.
Yeah.
It is a candy-coated Christmas, so I'm going to go first.
Please. Please.
Okay.
In the spirit of the season, I implore you.
The spearmint of the season.
Yes. Okay. Happy Hanukkah, by the way, to everybody.
Happy
Hanukkah. It's our first day of Hanukkah today. So happy Hanukkah, everybody who's into Hanukkah. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, I just remembered
that.
It's a candy-coated Hanukkah.
It's
Enjoy.
It's a candy-coated Hanukkah. So, okay. I know. I was looking up how much wholesale mint is because I was like, how much money is this guy losing? Because that's a lot of fucking mint. So I'm like, I want to know how they sell mint, like by the whatever. So it's usually by the pounds, as you had stated earlier, because of my research.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I figured it was like gross tonnage.
So there's this place. It's called naturevibe.com. It's Nature Vibe Botanicals.
Hmm.
I don't know if this is the industry standard, but this is the first thing that I found. So peppermint leaf cut and sifted by the pound. Okay.
Okay.
So I found a by the pound is $9.99.
Okay.
Okay. So they also sell it by 3 pounds, which is 3 packs of 1 pound.
Okay.
And 5 pounds, which is 5 packs of 1 pound.
Okay.
And for me to buy 5 pounds is $43.05.
Okay.
So 5 pounds of mint leaves is $43.
So like an entire greenhouse will get you $43 worth of mint.
How many cups is 5 pounds of mint leaves, you say? 75.5 U.S. cups.
That's a shitload of mint.
Is 5 pounds of...
Well...
That's a lot.
Leaves don't weigh shit.
No.
Like, if you take leaves and
so
you need a lot of them.
Just think about it in terms of cups. You have 75 and a half cups of mint leaves in your house.
You got to have acreage and acres of mint to make any
in
kind
order
of
to make
mint
that,
profit.
He just has, like,
He's just got, like, a garden outside with some mint. And he's like,
fucking,
we're trying to run a business here.
He's a fucking idiot.
He's a fucking idiot.
Because he doesn't think, like...
No.
Oh, I should make those lotions. I'm an MIT graduate. Like,
yeah, I could do this.
He's just like, how do I sell wholesale mint leaves?
Yeah.
What?
So how many Heigls is that?
So I'm going to give it 75.5 Heigls.
Okay.
Because it's 75 cups of mint leaves.
Okay.
Just in your house.
Okay. That's not bad.
Your person. Because that's crazy. Like, who's buying what would I buy 5 pounds of mint for?
That's so much mint.
That's so much mint.
That's a lot. You'd need to be buying it to make shit with it. You're not using that, like, putting it in stuff.
And then I'm trying to think about, like, I want to see, like, a diagram of what that looks like to scale in somebody's, like, farm. So I want to know how many plants that would.
It's a lot of mint.
That
I think
be.
It's a greenhouse worth.
So anyway, I'm going to go 75 and a half U.S. cups, U.S. Heigls.
Okay, U.S. Heigls as opposed to metric Heigls.
Yes.
We have a metric Heigl system for Europe. It's a totally
system,
different.
Yeah. So
the European people listening to the European feed are getting a totally different Heigl meter. It's in metric.
Please adjust.
We edit them out. And
yeah, there is definitely a system.
Definitely.
Okay. There's a conversion. Okay. So 75 and a half U.S. Heigls.
Yeah. Good.
And it was a great movie, but it was also horrible.
It was painfully terrible.
Go ahead, James.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. It's mercifully short. I'll give it that. It feels like you're watching a half hour long episode of like something that Hallmark made, like a sitcom out of. So it's not that painful in terms of that. It doesn't linger on forever. But while you're there, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. I am going to give it, and this is off the top of my head. I don't remember, but I believe Ree Drummond owns 225,000 acres in Oklahoma. So I'm going to give it 225,000 mint brownie Heigls. I've decided. And leave it at that. Even if she doesn't, I think 225,000 is a good round number for this. So I'm going to go with 225,000 minty Heigls.
Okay. I appreciate that.
There we go.
I like that unit. That's good.
That's what we got.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's the damn Heigl meter.
That's the damn Heigl meter for you. We have a couple of wonderful people.
Yes. And before we get to that, rate and review the show, please. Oh, it's important. Do that. It helps.
Do that. It helps.
Tell your friends.
Sorry we don't.
Tell your friends.
Sorry we don't really publish episodes very much.
We're trying to do it a little bit more. It's a little bit hard when I had to go on the road. We had to kind of figure out our schedules and all that. So we're going to be trying to put it out a lot more. So thank you for hanging with us.
Mama likes you more than Daddy does. So sorry. Okay. Just saying. I'm just saying, James. Just what you're showing them. So anyway, thank you to our lovely children, Allie D, Holly Neerham, Amber Everhart, Heather Newton, Noah Papke, Carol Palmer, Aubrey, no last name, Joni and Max Price, Mary Lou, Brandon Gunn, Jennifer Sparks, Kelly Anderson, Stephen P. Russell, Jennifer Mentzer, Ruben Rodriguez, Ashley V.O. Duty. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with
us. We really appreciate it. For everything you do for us. Thank you.
Watch Candy Coated Christmas. It's honestly the greatest movie.
Yeah. You probably don't need to.
No, you should. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's fantastic.
Hunky Noah is a serial killer. And go Heigl yourselves.
Go Heigl yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.